Bryce, can we just start with your reaction and the team's reaction to the news last night, given it impacts upon all of your ability to come home?
I mean, just kind of similar to how the past two seasons have been with COVID. We know there's going to be lots of obstacles and road bumps, and obviously this one's no different, but we control what we can control. And luckily we have a game tomorrow, so we can't give that too much thought right now.
You've all got families back here, though, who would have been expecting you to come home February 5, and that's the biggest challenge for all the athletes around the country at the moment. How have they felt about it?
I mean, we haven't really talked about it in depth too much because, again, regardless of how we feel, we still have a season to get through, and yeah, we just have to control what we can control. It's unfortunate, but yeah, it's out of our hands, so we just have to continue to focus on these games and make the best out of the situation that we're in.
So the fact you went through it last year as well, has that helped you all to just roll with the punches a little bit?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just this is the situation and it can't change. So whether we went through it last year or not, we were still going to have to try to find a way to get through this. So I think this is different, but we have to approach it the same way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So you're confident that it won't impact the team at all when you play Illawarra?
I mean, we haven't discussed it as an issue or anything like that, so we're never going to use it as an excuse.
From a game perspective, what do you have to do to win?
I mean, we have to come out, score more points than the other team, obviously, but I think the most important thing for us is just starting the first quarters a little bit better than we have the past probably two or three games.
Has there been any discussion around what you need to do differently in a half hour before the game or anything like that to be ready for that start?
No.
Bryce, yeah, it looks like the squad is starting to come back to full fitness. We got Mitch is pretty much back from his knee injury now. How does that assist the team going forward when we sort of through most of the season so far, you've been down key players?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, getting Mitch back is big time. We've all seen what he's done pretty much since he's come to the club. So to have him back pretty much full strength, I know it's going to be a huge boost for us, not only mentally, but obviously production-wise on the floor as well. So I'm looking forward to having Mitch back out there, and hopefully we can redeem ourselves tomorrow.
Were you one of the 13 players who got COVID? What was it like if you were, and how have you recovered, and what is the squad fitness like at the moment?
I think our fitness is pretty good. But I mean, anytime you have to go into isolation or anything like that for 7 days or longer, you're naturally just going to be, I guess, a little bit more winded than normal when you first come out. But it's just your body getting used to being back to its normal routine again. So I think now, like I said before, after the last game, is a better opportunity, I guess, for us to get our wind back in actual game shape instead of practice. So we'll see how we go the second time around.
Do you feel like you won't take long to get that fitness back? Was it a case of you only need a maybe that one hit out to really just retune the body?
I'm not sure, but I mean, that's what we have to tell ourselves. But in the grand scheme of things, 7 days really isn't that long of a time, considering we've been in pretty good shape the past 2, 3 months. So I'd imagine everybody will feel fine and have their legs back up under them by tomorrow night. And I think our wind should be a little bit more adjusted than what it was the last game.
I was Jack Wayne. Bryce, Luke Travis comes back in, obviously, after missing the other night with COVID. How influential will it be to have someone like him back in the team?
Oh, it's going to be big. I mean, anytime we get anybody back who plays significant minutes, we need all that help that we can get. But we know what Luke brings to the table as well. And I think he's playing more and more confident. So to have him back on the floor will be great for us. And yeah, hopefully he's feeling pretty good and not too winded when he first gets out there.
Bryce, game 150. Can you believe that that's how long you've been with the Perth Wildcats now?
No, I can't believe it, man. It feels like maybe I've played about 80 games, but it's crazy to think, but I guess time flies when you're having fun, and it's been so many memories that's already been established in these 149 games so far. So hopefully can keep building some more.